there are more complicated cases where the information has been accumulated because it's of value to the person concerned. Where I'm, when I go, if I go to a shop and I buy some clothes, I really, it's useful for me if the clothes shop remembers what size I am, because I'm terribly bad at remembering that. So it's useful for me when I go back that I can just simply order clothes. So we're finding nowadays with some. Much information being used for so many different things, and also with actual significant benefit being gained from linking the information together, that instead of preventing people from getting information, we're moving towards a world in which people agree not to, to use information for particular purposes. So it's not whether I can, whether you can get my information, is when you've got it, what you've promised not to do with it. So making sure that people, that there are limits to what an insurance company uses when they decide to try to determine what my premium should be. For example, if they look at my Facebook data, maybe they should be, they should make, not just to be a good insurance company, but one that I'd be happy to sign up with, they might say, well, even if we do have access, even if our insurance agent happens to be a friend of yours on Facebook, still, they won't use that information. They won't use social network information in order to set your premium. So that one, then that's a nicer world, it's a better relationship with an insurance company. There's a very simple protocol which has been defined called Do Not Track, which will allow a browser, somebody using a browser that's a flip of a switch, like a sort of private browsing switch, to say, don't, please, website, you know, I'm not authorizing you to track me through the site. I don't want you to accumulate information about it. And so this will switch from one set of privacy policies to another set of privacy policies, effectively. And that is being debated right now in the WCC working group. One side of this, which I think gets insufficient airing, that is the value to me of that data. So when people talk about the value of the data, some, often you know they talk about the fact that if it's, they say, well, if it's so valuable to these companies, then why can't I sell it? So the, but I don't want to, I don't think it's value to some company. You know, a complete, if my computer has a good understanding of my state of fitness and the things I'm eating, the places I'm eating, and where I am, where I go, and so on. My phone understands from being in my pocket how much exercise I've been getting and how many stairs I've been walking up and so on. Then, in fact, that's unbelievably valuable information for me to use for me. Now, we when we talked about the web of data, what's been very high, had a high profile is the web of public data out there. For example, government data, which Guardian has been the most excellent proponent of. And we're seeing that government data is now sort of tending to be a seed for lots of other data out there, and we're seeing this massive linked data explosion. Now, that data, public data, is all very well, but for me, that's some of the data that I'd like to be using. There's some other data which I'm going to be using, which may be local to the companies I work with, and the team I work with, and so on. But there's a lot of data which is sort of private to me. And if my computer understands all that, I think my computer's like, in a situation to be able to really be very valuable, to help me run my life, to be able to help, you know, guess what I need next, to help me to fill in a lot of the context, to look out for things I might, to guess, you know, what I should read in the morning. So the computer could be very valuable if I get all the have the value of my data. So one of the issues with social networking silos is that they have the data and I don't. Certainly, there are, you know, people have gone around and demanded their data. So Google has, in fact, you can have your data back policy. But I think that there will be consumer pressure on companies to provide that data. But then maybe we'll need to see some standardization between them or products that do the conversion so that before we actually see very many applications.